Right, that's it for Information Desk, and now we can go on to some news. And we have the hunt for a new home for the John Jarrell Printing Museum, a skate park for Sproston, an innovative club twinning with Italy, and more. So let's start with the reopening of the Jenny Lind Playground. A popular park in the city suburbs has reopened after several weeks of being closed off. Jenny Lind Park is no longer surrounded by tall metal fences as work to modernise some of the play equipment comes to an end. A spokesman for Norwich City Council confirmed last month that the play area was undergoing a revamp as part of a £1.1 million three-year play area refurbishment programme. Contractors are working to replace end-of-life equipment at some of the parks around the city, she explained. As part of the work, new swings have been erected, which are suitable for use by children with a range of disabilities, and the slides in the heart of the play area have been made safer. However, despite City Hall confirming that the park would reopen on October the 3rd, the deadline passed, and the park has now reopened a week later.
The search has stepped up to find a new Norwich home for a museum that will close in Norfolk Estate next year. The John Jarrell Printing Museum was founded in 1982 by Peter Jarrell, the chairman of the Norwich Printing Company. A huge collection of presses and equipment, type and books were assembled. By the time it closed at Whitefriars in the city in 2019 to make way for a housing development, it was the second largest printing collection in the country. At this time, it became an independent charitable trust and was renamed the Norwich Printing Museum with the John Jarrell Heritage Collection. Since 2021, a temporary small museum staffed by volunteers has been based at the Blickling Estate near Aylsham. This museum will remain there only until October 2025. Paul W. Nash, chair of the trustees, said, "We are immensely grateful to the National Trust for hosting our working museum at Blickling, but this was only ever a temporary solution. By October 2025, we want to have found a new home, ideally in Norwich, in which to show off all our collections."
Plans for a new skate, BMX and scooter park in Sproston first emerged when the White House Farm development began construction in the early 2010s. Despite 1,300 new homes being built, the long-promised skate park was never created. At least five Sproston Council chairmen have tried to push the project through since 2011, but problems finding a suitable location have repeatedly held up progress. The authority now believes it's narrowed down on an ideal plot just off Blue Boar Lane, which has already been partly developed into a car park. Up to £70,800 in funding has been set aside for the project.
Norwich's 41 Club has officially twinned with an Italian counterpart in the first from UK. The Italian Club 41 Marcuso is now officially twinned with the Norwich 41 Club, following an event marked by the signing of a charter by the national presidents of both clubs. The twinning ceremony, presided over by Norwich's Lord Mayor Vivian Thomas, was held on the steps of City Hall last month. The Norwich 41 Club, which is open to former members of the Round Table, has been a part of the city's social fabric for nearly 80 years. The Lord Mayor expressed her delight at the twinning, emphasising Norwich's long-standing tradition of being welcoming and accommodating towards visitors. She also highlighted the historical significance of the Round Table in Norwich and its evolution into the 41 Club, which remains committed to the objectives of the Round Table family. The twinning ceremony, she said, would strengthen the cultural ties between the two clubs.
JMW Turner paintings are set to be featured in a new exhibition. Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery will host the exhibition entitled JMW Turner and Changing Visions of Landscape. The exhibition will open to the public on Saturday, October the 19th, and explore landscape art from the 17th century to the present day. It will feature seven of Turner's oil paintings and nine works on paper, alongside pieces from artists such as Claude Lorraine, Canaletto, John Constable, John Ruskin, and Philip Wilson Steer. works by 20th century artists like Paul Nash and Mary Newcombe, as well as contemporary pieces by Ibrahim Mahama, Francis Kearney, Jermaine Francis, and Henna Nadim will also be displayed. And for the first time, the exhibition will bring together four of Turner's paintings of the bridges at Walton on the River Thames. The exhibition, open until February the 23rd, 2025, is free with general admission.
A leading Norfolk wheat researcher has landed a major national award recognising his outstanding contribution to crop improvements for seed breeders and farmers. Dr. Simon Griffiths, group leader at the John Innes Centre in Norwich and programme lead for the Delivering Sustainable Wheat Institute Strategic Programme, is the 2024 winner of the Royal Agricultural Society of England Award for Science and Technology. His research group employs modern gene discovery techniques to find useful genetic diversity from the Watkins collection, an assembly of historic bred wheat seeds from 32 countries. The genetic diversity found in this collection can be used to improve modern wheat crops using techniques such as gene editing to enhance nutritional value, disease resistance, and climate resilience.
He was, say historians, one of the Roman Empire's most hapless rulers, but Honorius, who was emperor from 393 to 423, seems to have had some fans, at least in Norfolk. A gold pendant showing his face, which was created many years after his death, has been discovered by a metal detectorist in a field in Attleborough. Its significance prompted an inquest to be held this week, where it was officially declared treasure. Adrian Marsden, numismatist at Norfolk County Council, who compiled a report for the hearing, said the item was made from an imitation coin. It dates back to the early medieval period, which followed the end of the Roman Empire, and would have been worn with Honorius's face on display.